We all belong to God. God is our origin. God is our destiny. The thought that we belong to God carries with it the temptation that, the idea rather, that if I belong to God, who does not belong? Did you get it? If I belong to God, it carries with it the thought that who does not belong to God? You know, when our first parents, Adam and Eve, sinned, this is the temptation. There is that exclusion. People try to exclude one another. And this is the sentiment in our liturgy today. The first reading, the second reading, and the gospel. The idea of exclusion. Why do we exclude people? Yahweh revealed himself to Moses and told them that the Spirit should be given to the 70 elders. Now there are two men, Eldad and Medad, who were left in the camp. And yet they receive the same Spirit, and with that they try to prophesy. There is one guy who was so insecure about this, by the name of Joshua. And so he approached Moses. This man, Eldad and Medad, do not belong to our group. We should stop them from prophesying because they do not belong to the group. Remember, take note of the word belong. Who belongs? Who does not belong? And Moses responded, Joshua, no, do not prevent him. Because it is the mind of God that all should be prophets and that his Spirit is given to all. In other words, what Moses told Joshua is, please, please, do not monopolize the Spirit. Do not monopolize God. God belongs to all. We all belong to God. Nobody could exclude somebody from belonging to God, because that is the mind of God, that we all belong to him, and no one could monopolize his Spirit. No one could exclude somebody from belonging to God. Is the presentation clear? But today, we experience different. A lot of people exclude simply because his way, his thought is unorthodox. He belongs to other parties, so we exclude him. But this is the clear message for each one of us, mother, brothers, and sisters. We have no right to exclude someone because God does not exclude. God does not even exclude the great sinner. He included them into his kingdom. St. James, mother, brothers, and sisters, you're so serious. Please smile. St. James talks about another form of exclusion. And this, he castigates the rich simply because they exclude the poor. How do the rich exclude the poor? By not paying them their due wages. St. James reminded the rich, oh, your gold will be corroded. All of that you possess. And mind you, God hears the cry of the poor. God hears the cry of the poor. And God does not consider the poor as an outsider. God does not exclude the poor, but you rich, simply because they do not belong to your economic status, you try to exclude them. But mind you, God will listen to their cry. God hears their prayers. So this is a clear message for us, my dear brothers and sisters. Simply because we've attained all this achievement and we exclude other people. Simply because they do not belong to our circle. And, okay, sorry, I cannot mingle with you because of your economic status. I cannot deal with you intelligently because you have not attained this degree while I have attained this degree. Who are you to do that? Even God, who is powerful, and God, who is so rich, does not even exclude anyone. He includes everyone into his kingdom. If Joshua had that attitude in our first reading, John in the gospel did the same. And he reported to Jesus, "We saw someone using your name and he exercising demons. And we prevent him because, again, the idea of he does not belong to us." And Jesus said, "No, Jesus is the new Moses. If Moses said to Joshua, 'No, you cannot do that,' because God wants everyone to be a prophet, and his spirit is for everyone. Nobody could monopolize the spirit of God." So here Jesus said to John, "Please do not do that, because anyone who does good and do not go against us is with us, even if he does not belong to us." And what exclusion did Jesus spoke about in our gospel? The right exclusion is when somebody becomes a block, a scandal to his fellow human beings from them coming closer to God, then we could exclude him, particularly the parts of our body. So you can exclude your hand if your hand causes you to sin. If your foot causes you to sin, then that's the right exclusion that you should do, not excluding other people. The lesson is clear. We do not monopolize God. We do not monopolize even the gifts of God, the blessings of God. And we do not also monopolize the Spirit of God. And most importantly, we do not have the right to exclude people because God does not exclude people.